Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning, April the 23rd, 2024, 12 minutes past the hour, 52 degrees and partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Just back from the big WWE event, Monday Night Raw, last night at the Schottenstein Center, which, by the way, Monday Night Raw is the longest-running weekly television show in television history. I did not know that last night until, All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And again, I thank the WWE for inviting me and giving me great seats. And it was just fun. It's just a fun thing to go to those events. And what a lucky break to fall in for the time being with this group of people. Very, very professional group of people. And again, I'm not going to tell you what the ticket price was because I did learn that. But to have the number of tickets that we had last night and what it would have cost would have... it would have cost a little bit of a chunk of change. It wouldn't have been chump change last night. And, of course, we took the Buckeye guy and we heard from him in hour number one in regard to that big event. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. We've covered a lot of ground here this morning. The WWE event last night, Monday Night Raw at the Schottenstein Center. Still wondering if anything went on at the city council meeting last night. Don't know. Wasn't able to make it because I was down in Columbus. But hope everything went well there. Was talking a little bit about the Wendy's coming to North Main Street. And still trying to figure out what is the appeal of North Main Street at this point that all the businesses are going in that particular direction. I find that very, very interesting. Does anybody have any idea what that might be? If you do, let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 740-751-4038. Also, was talking about if are people a little too, what do you want to say? Is it prickly? Is it sensitive about their work that when you even ask a question about it, it is taken in a bad way? I don't know. Because I, again, people could ask questions about this show, and I think they do on a week or a daily basis. And heaven knows, see right there, that was a screw up. I don't know what I'm saying half the time when I'm doing this. I don't have notes that I go by. I don't take it all that personally. I don't think I take it personally at all. Some are home runs and some are base hits. Hey, you know, it's baseball season. You know, that's a question I have for you. I have been asked to go to several baseball games, and I think it would be fun to cover a baseball game, but you would have to tape it because most of the baseball games that are played in Marion, most of the schools do not have press boxes. And most of the schools do not have Wi-Fi access. So if you actually went and covered the game, you would have to tape it and bring it back and put it on the airwave. Would that be something people would be interested to hear? Would you be interested in hearing a baseball game, I guess local, or softball game? It could be softball, on the air. If you would, let me know. 740-751-4038. also talked about Mayor Bill Collins in the first hour, and I am told he does listen to this program, or he has somebody who listens to this program for him. And again, just the simple plea out to Mayor Collins. I hope you do come on this program at some point. I don't think it would be as bad, nearly as bad an experience as maybe you think it would be. I really don't have any agenda when it comes to the mayor. So whatever he would come on and say would be fine. It's his opinion. See, and that's also something that's very important in an interview. If you're going to invite somebody onto your show, you kind of got to think of your show as your home. And if you invite somebody into your home, you don't bring them in and then start yelling at them or telling them they're wrong. That's their chance to express themselves. Now, you can point out where you might think they might be saying the wrong thing, but I don't think you should yell at them. I don't think you should get in a fight with them. I don't think that's the proper way to handle things. But that's neither hither nor yon, as they say this morning. But again, phone lines are open on this beautiful morning, 18 minutes past the hour, April 23rd, 2024, 52 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. And I already hear the lawnmowers fired up outside, so there you go. People are already out mowing their lawns. Hey, I got mine mowed yesterday. I felt pretty good about that. That's always a positive thing, the first mow of the year. As I said, I lost the Easter lily. I still have the shamrock plant. So I feel like I'm doing fairly well when it comes to horticulture at this particular point. But back to the original question, do you think people are a little too sensitive about their own work? Do you think... Because I think I really was not trying to be critical of this person's work that I was looking at. And I think just because I asked questions about it, it came off critical, even though that was not the intention to be critical. Now, I know that the person thinks I was trying to be critical, but I really was not. I am just a curious person, and when I read something, I'm always curious, where did it come from? What does it mean? What is behind all of that? Because my contention, now this is all people. This is not just one person. This is what I believe about all people. I don't believe people are generally as happy as what they project to you. Because you would have to think, just in general, that if you went up to somebody and said, how are you, and they said, miserable, well, that's going to be interpreted completely different than if you go up to somebody and say, how are you, and they go, fine, or happy. I always find it interesting when you question somebody's happiness and they get a little defensive about that. I mean, if you're happy, you're happy. I'm glad that you're happy. I think that's great. But I don't know that people are happy all the time. That I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think people would really be honest with you, to be honest, if they were unhappy. Because, I don't know, it's just a psychological thing, I think. Again, just my impression. Phone lines are open here if you have any thoughts on this. These psychological studies of the day here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can hash it all out here this morning on the program. You know, I'm still so impressed with everything that the WWE does. Again, I am not familiar with 90% of the wrestlers who are there, wouldn't have a clue, but the show that they put on and the way that they fill arenas across this country all year long, because there is no off season, is certainly to be commended, and wow, just what a job they do. I am fascinated by that to a very high degree. The job that they do and the way they're able to fill these arenas. The industry that they have created is just unbelievable. And I wonder if local wrestling is as popular as it once was. You know, there used to be a time where people would come watch wrestling locally. You know, Marion doesn't get the big events because the biggest area we could have an event in Marion would be the Coliseum, and that's 5,000 seats. So you really couldn't fill more than that. But I don't know. Do you think a local promotion could come in and draw that type of crowd at this particular point? I don't know if they could or not. I think it'd be interesting to find out. They used to fill the Coliseum with wrestling back in the days of Bobo Brazil and the Sheik and people of that nature, but I don't know if they could do it now. I don't know if there's that kind of interest locally. I think circuses are having a hard time drawing people. And they used to fill up the Coliseum pretty easily. But now, that seems to be a problem. Doesn't seem to work as well as it once did. I don't know. Why do you think people are not going to things like that anymore? Why? I mean, certainly they're going to it on a national level, but they're not going to the circuses. They're not going to the wrestling events. They're not going to the things that used to be put on at the local Coliseum. I don't know. Let me know if you know. 740-751-4038. Phone lines remain open. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it here on the big program this morning. Kind of a quiet morning here this morning. You know, I think the weather is so nice this morning. We were kind of chilly yesterday, down in the 30s, when we started the day. I would imagine people today are probably out doing things earlier today. It's a beautiful day. Weather's nice. Can't beat that. But for those of you who are sticking with me, continuing to listen here in the morning, I appreciate it. But spring is one of the great times of the year. I love spring. I think I like spring more than fall, or autumn, as we should say. But spring goes on through June the 21st, so we'll be happy for that. You know, I got a message here from Matt, and he's saying, you think so, but I don't know what that means. Because I've been talking about so many things here this morning, I'm not exactly sure what you think so is referring to. So Matt, give me a little insight into what I think so. And I'll try to elaborate on whatever I'm talking about here this morning. And again, anybody who wants to weigh in on anything, feel free. What do you think the future is for the city of Marion, the county of Marion, or anything of that nature? Where do you think we're headed? Do you think in a positive place? Do you think in a negative place? Do you think we're better off now than we were a year ago? Do you think things are in a better place now? I'd be interested to know somebody's opinion. Oh, and we did. Oh, well, here comes a call. Somebody's going to bail me out here this morning, I think. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's your favorite person.
I didn't know you listened to the program.
Huh?
I said, I did not know you listened to the program.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes.
Actually, I just got your text today.
Missed the whole show last night.
Your whole show?
No, you missed the whole show last night.
Yeah, what? Were you on camera?
Well, I don't know, because I was there. I don't know.
I know. I tried to find it on Peacock and On Demand, and it's not on yet.
No, I think it is on. Well, so it's not been put up yet.
No.
No. It was an interesting night.
Really?
They filled the Schottenstein
Center.
Was that like
a last-minute thing?
Kind of. They came in on Sunday, and they said they were going to be at the Schottenstein Center. And they asked me if I would like tickets to go to that event. And I thought, well...
They who?
Well, who do you think? The WWE.
They called you.
Emailed. We email.
Oh. So you're still emailing them.
Uh-huh.
Why do you still have contact?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's good to lose contact. It's only been a couple weeks.
No, but I'm interviewing you right now.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a good interview. These questions are not good.
Why not?
Because.
They're open-ended.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're relevant to the question. The question is, why was I there last night?
Okay. Why are they still in contact with you?
Well, now, see, you'd have to ask them that. I don't know.
No, okay. So it was in Columbus?
Yep, they were going to be in Columbus last night at the Schottenstein Center, so they asked me if I'd like to go, and they asked me how many tickets I would like. And, you know, you don't want to go high on that, so I just asked, yeah.
Oh, was that an invite for me?
Well, I don't know if it was an invite for you. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, it was fun.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How much were the tickets for that?
Well, I said I'm not going to say that because I think that's inappropriate.
Well, I'm sure that it's posted somewhere on Ticketmaster or wherever you get the tickets.
Well, people can look. I just think it's wrong when somebody gives you a ticket for me to come on and then say...
I'm not asking you what price ticket they gave you.
So what are you asking?
I'm asking you, in the price range, what are the tickets?
Oh, they go from, I think, you know, $20 if you're way up high to thousands of dollars if you're ringside.
Okay. Were you ringside?
Pretty close.
Have you ever been ringside before?
No, I don't think so. I haven't really been to a whole lot of these events.
Yeah. Okay. I have a comment.
Okay.
I think when you bring local wrestling or circus, now I'm not really up on all this, but I think families can't afford the tickets.
Well, I always see this.
I had like three kids, okay? And I think the circus was not that much. I think kids might have even been free. I don't know. I don't know. But by the time you get in there, you buy a drink. You buy a souvenir. I mean, I think, I don't know that people today, they're already stretched financially.
Yeah, but they go to the big WWE events. That place was sold out last night. And that's just 45 minutes up the road.
Okay, but I'm talking Marion. Marion is a rural area.
Well, I don't know if we're Waldo.
No, but do you believe that the economy is bad here?
I believe that when wrestling came here in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and into the 80s and the circuses came, they were filling them then with a lot less business, and I don't know why then it worked and now it doesn't.
Okay. First of all, there's a lot of competition. Back in the 50s, are you talking like 50s, 60s, 70s?
Yep.
Okay. That was a big deal. Because you didn't have all these other things to do. Like, it was a big deal to go to the fast food. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's so much stuff now to compete with, I think, for one thing. And I don't know if they're, you know, I just think it gets expensive.
Well, yeah, I think it's expensive, but I don't know. I don't think ticket prices are all that high.
Well, I just think that people don't have the money right now.
Could be, but I think also, yeah. I don't think people appreciate live entertainment as much as they used to.
I don't think that's true. I think that, I don't know how well the circus did. Do you?
No, I did not go to the circus.
Okay, why didn't you go?
Well, I'm not all that interested in circuses. I wouldn't have been interested in circuses 30 years ago.
Okay, but the thing is, you don't know details. So, how do you know it didn't do well?
Well, it always seems like it doesn't do well. People aren't talking about it like they used to.
Okay, but that was a big deal then. You know, there was not even color TV. I mean, the fair was a big deal.
Yeah, but the circus gives away tickets. I mean, I saw the tickets for like 13 years and under.
Okay, I'm not saying they don't. But I think there's so much competition as far as entertainment. I mean, I think you have TV.
Yes, but there's nothing. See, that's a big problem.
Social media.
There's nothing like. See, that's a problem. Because there's nothing like live entertainment until you get there. I think people sit at home, and if you don't miss what you don't know. And if you're not there, you don't know what you're missing. And I'm telling you, I don't know 90% of these wrestlers. I don't know any of the storylines, but the show that they put on is second to none. And I feel Buckeye Guy felt the same way last night. But you wouldn't know that unless you went.
But you're not going to get Raw here.
No, but at 45 minutes is not that far away. People will drive to the outlet malls.
Scott. People, by the time they get home, it's a weekday, okay? Kids are still in school. What time did you get home?
I don't know. Wasn't that late? Midnight? 11?
Okay, that's
something like
for
that.
A kid that's in school, though.
Well, okay, but I guess I'm confused on what if it was on a weekend, that'd be okay?
I don't know. It might be better.
I don't know. But I don't think they needed the help.
I think the economy has a lot to do with it. Here. I think, I really do. I think people don't think as a whole, people don't eat out as much as they used to.
Oh, I don't know about that. They're putting up another Wendy's.
I'm talking about, like, go to restaurants. I mean, that's it. Because, I mean, don't you believe that? You hear that all the time. People say, we just don't go out to eat, you know?
I don't know. I see an awful lot of people eating out.
Well, I just think, you know, since the pandemic, I think our world flipped. A lot of things changed. Don't you agree with that?
I don't know. I think people are more out now than they've ever been because of that. That they felt. I mean, we're putting up these years in Marion, and we've never had a third Wendy's, and now all of a sudden they're building one on North Main Street. And what is with all the economic development on North Main Street? You got a Taco Bell, you've got a Dairy Queen, you've got a McDonald's, you're soon to have a Wendy's, you've got a Rally's,
where else would they build one? There's no other place on any side of Marion that wouldn't have one.
Well, they've already got two. Why do they need a third one? All these years, they've never had a third one. I think it's interesting.
Well, I would say they've done some research, and McDonald's and Rally's and all them must be doing well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is driving all that business just 2 miles from where they already have locations on the south end of town? And certainly they're not going to downtown Marion, which is only about a mile up the road from North Main Street. So what's driving all that business on North Main Street?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just that they're maybe trying to build up that into town.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, why don't you ask your commissioners?
Well, I don't. That's the city, so that would be the city council.
That's true. County commissioners.
Well, that's the city.
Well, Main then ask the city commissioners.
Well, I guess I don't. There has to be something driving business over there, and I don't know what.
Why don't you talk to them?
Well, I don't think they would know why private businesses are doing things like
you
that.
You don't?
No.
Mm.
Nope. I don't think they would know.
I mean, Stewart's Root Beer has been there for a long time.
Yeah?
How many years? 50?
No, about 100.
100. Right?
Close.
Didn't they just celebrate 100?
No, I think 99.
Okay. People still go there.
Uh-huh.
They've always went there. So if they're drawing that traffic still, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're going to do something on that end of town. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. It started a few years ago when Taco Bell bought that land there and built there. And yep.
Subway's been there a while.
Right.
You know?
I don't know what it is.
Well, they're catering to that end of town, apparently.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't, you know, I think people have to support the local entertainment that comes out, and it doesn't always just have to be music. I think there's too much of the same now. I think there's bands all the time, everywhere.
I understand that. But I still think financial is a problem.
Well, keep the tickets low.
Well, that's what you have to talk to them about. You know, I mean, it's family fun, so I'm all about that. But you have to have your priorities. You have to have food.
Yeah, but I don't think that. I don't think parents take their kids out like they used to. I don't think they take them to things like that as an event.
I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say a broad statement like that.
Well, I don't think I can cover everybody, but I think I can cover a good portion of people.
You know, and kids, they might not want to go to the zoo or go to the they don't even know what a circus is, maybe.
Well, and I think that's what you have to...
I remember when you guys were in school. They brought tickets to the school.
I think they still do that.
Now they may have done that. I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
But, yeah, so...
But you think people would want to turn it around. And you have to support the events...
It's still about money. It still is. And you hear it all the time about the economy in Marion. Don't you agree?
I mean, people say it, but I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't think I think our unemployment rate is very low. I think people who want jobs can seemingly find them, even in factories at this point. I think people, I think at any time in life you could hear people complaining about the economy, but I don't necessarily know that it reflects. Drive down Route 95 any Friday night, and it doesn't seem like they're having trouble filling those restaurants.
Okay. Well, I don't talk to the mayor. I don't talk to the people that know this stuff. You do. So you have to have their expertise on how Marion is doing. Okay?
Well, it's fine.
So what do they think?
Well, I mean, the unemployment numbers are the unemployment numbers, and they're low.
Okay, that's fine. But I think homelessness is a problem. I think sometimes people don't see it, but it's here. Okay?
Well, they see it. Go to a parking lot.
I mean, huh?
I say drive through a parking lot. You'll see it.
That's what I'm saying. So don't think that people, it's not happening, because it is.
Well, I don't know that that's an indicator of how well the economy is doing.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I think rent is probably more than it ever has been. I don't know that you can afford rent, like even basic rent, on like a minimum wage job.
Well, most people are not on their own with a minimum wage job. Most people are in a group.
But Scott, you don't. Yeah, I think.
And I think that drives. I think that drives the misery that people are in at this point. I think that most people, as I was saying earlier, are in relationships that they don't want to be in because they need financial support. I think people are miserable because it's very easy to see, if you pay attention to social media, people telling you how happy they are. Now, why would you need to do that? Yeah, I mean, if you're happy, you're happy. Why do I need to know how happy you are?
It has nothing to do with that. I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking about survival.
Well, that is survival. If you have a healthy relationship and you're both bringing in good incomes, talk to the schools. About what?
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
That don't have the resources they need.
Well, and who do we look?
Okay, you work at a school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So are there not resources lacking?
Well, sure.
Okay.
But whose fault's that?
So they don't, and when kids don't have, when they don't, people don't have food, that's a problem.
I don't know that people don't have food.
Well, you see, Scott, I don't think you're aware.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, I mean, I just think that you need, I'm not saying I'm all aware either.
I don't think people care is what the problem is. I think some people think they care, but you know.
Care about what?
All this problem that you're talking about. I mean, people talk about
it. It doesn't happen.
People talk.
You act like it doesn't happen.
No, it happens. I'm sure it happens. But I think people act like they care. I think people recognize the problem, but I don't know if they really do anything about it. I don't think it's...
But is that okay? Is that okay?
To not do anything?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. So now you're acknowledging there is issues financially in families, in towns. It doesn't have to be a family, okay? Financial problems are an issue. Now, there's a lot that goes into that, okay? But the point is, I think we need to come together and have tools. I mean, there are tools out there, but I don't know that. I mean, I hope people are reaching out. And we have food pantries for a reason.
Yeah, I think people go.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to recognize that you're not going to go to the circus if you can't make those ends meet.
But I don't think that's everybody. I mean, the whole town doesn't have to go to the circus for it to be successful.
I didn't say the whole town, though. I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah, but I think people throw...
I think there's a lot of people struggling, Scott.
Well, probably. I think they always have.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, you know.
But what about the people who aren't? Why aren't they going to the circus? What about the people who are driving the nice cars?
Do you think Marion is the same as it was, let's say, when you were a child?
I don't know. I think everything changes. I don't think it's the same as it was when you were a child. I mean, I think if it comes in waves and flows, I think things change.
Right. And I'm just trying to make a point that sometimes you don't have money to do those extra things. That was my point.
Well, yes, but again, to fill the 5,000 seat Coliseum in a county of over 60,000, you don't need the majority of people to come to that event. And I'm sure there are 5,000 people who can afford to go to the circus.
If it didn't fill it, then maybe you need to ask some people why they think that is.
Well, I just don't think people care about that stuff anymore. Everything's on their phone. They all can afford phones, by the way.
True.
They all can afford phones. You notice that. That's awful interesting.
Listen, I think that's a broad comment, but whatever.
Well, I don't know too many people who don't have a phone.
Okay, I'll plug something. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. I will plug the program that the Marion Municipal Court does, okay, on Bridges Out of Poverty. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I think everybody should take that course. I think you would learn a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think you would understand poverty more. I've been through the program. So I would suggest, I think that you look at things differently when you understand it.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open if you'd like to get in on the conversation, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I just really don't know how much has to do with money. In these situations about circuses and shows that are people are putting on, I mean, you don't even have to draw a very big crowd to have a successful event. I mean, you can draw a couple hundred people, and I think you do pretty well. I just think people don't come out to things anymore. I don't know why. Now, maybe that's a cell phone thing. Maybe that's a computer thing. It seems like people are much more stressed about their time. I'll tell you that. I don't remember people being so busy. I think it's a bad thing that people can be gotten all the time. I think that's created a lot of, it's created a lot of shortness of memory and things like that. I don't know. I think patience are low with people because of cell phones and things of that nature. And I do think that the relationships people get into now are more money-driven than anything else. I mean, you look at these people, I mean, they clearly are in it for the money. Now, they'll tell you differently, but it's nice to have a second income. It allows you to go out and spend money that you would not normally have. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not critiquing those choices, but people make them every day. To each their own, as they say. And we're getting a comment here, even homeless people have phones. Well, that's true. So figure that one out. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, and we're also getting a message from one of our listeners out here. Trish, about the North Main location is probably convenient traffic-wise. South has those barriers, and East has the congestion at the light. Well, the east end of town definitely has congestion. There's no doubt about that. And those barriers on the south end of town, what a mess that is. And again, I was told, I think it was by Mayor Schertzer, that that was a state thing. That was not something that the city was in favor of or decided to do. Those barriers on the south end of town are awful. Where McDonald's is and where Wendy's is and where Arby's is. I'm sure they didn't get a vote in that. What a mess that is. I think, Trish, you might be right on that. Again, phone lines are open. We've got about 9 minutes left here. You can get in on the conversation. We always enjoy hearing from people out there and hearing the opinions that are about. Because, honestly, your opinion means as much as my opinion on these things, and I think it's a good discussion to have. Why do you think people aren't turning out? Do you think Marion is better off now than it was a year ago? Are we going in the right direction? Are we not going in the right direction? What would put us in the right direction if you don't believe that we're headed in that direction. I don't know. All I know is, like last night, going down there to that event on fairly short notice, it's fun. It's just a fun thing to do. It beats sitting at home playing on your phone, which is what most people would rather do than go out and do something. They'd rather sit there and look at TikTok all day long, or I don't know what people do on their phones. It's very strange. I'm okay for being on your phone. I'm okay for looking on the internet. You know, I do that as well as anybody else. But every so often, you got to get outside the box and do something fun. Oh, and I don't think I mentioned this. Last night when I was at this WWE event, I guess I was at the right crowd. I went out to get a drink, which, by the way, the $9 refillable drink was very, very nice. You could refill the drink all night. I went out in the hallway, and there was a guy out there with his daughter, I think it was, and I was waiting in line to get the drink refilled. And the guy came up, and he said, "Hey, aren't you the guy who inducted Thunderbolt Patterson into the Hall of Fame?" And I said, "Yeah." And he seemed shocked to see me there at that particular event. And he said, "What are you doing here?" Well, I said, "I'm here watching the event." And, you know, that went a long way in people's minds. I tell you, the WWE has a tremendous, tremendous reach. I don't think people realize the reach that that organization has, really worldwide. And being up on the Peacock certainly does not hurt them in any way. By the way, if you've been thinking about getting in on the conversation, we've only got about 7 minutes left in the program. We've talked about a lot here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I think one of the big issues in life, you're never going to truly find any kind of happiness anywhere other than within yourself. Once you do that, then you're good. But it takes a long time to get there, and it takes a lot of work. And I don't know that people are always waiting to put in that particular amount of work, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
What's going on?
Oh, it's so philosophical here this morning.
Yeah, I've missed out on a lot of it.
Oh, you've met. Well, I talked about going to the Monday Night Raw last night as the WWE's guest down at the Schottenstein Center. That was a lot of fun. We've talked about why are people not going to things locally here in Marion? Why does the circus not draw well? Why don't they bring wrestling to the Coliseum? It used to sell out all the time. Those events don't seem to happen anymore. Talking about criticism. Yesterday, I was critiquing somebody's work, really just asking questions about it, their blog. They got very defensive about it. Are people too defensive? That's just a little bit of the conversation this morning.
Well, I think people are, I guess, enraptured in a digital existence. That's all I can, you know, you think about if you're watching television, you know, you are connecting digitally with what's on the screen. If you're on the computer, same thing, you know. So, when you're engulfed in that, you're going to pull away from real life activities. Plus, there's finding, you know, money, you know, times are tough, despite what the mainstream media may want to try to portray. People are hurting, so having that extra discretionary money to spend on activities, you know, after
you know,
go to the grocery store, you know, makes it tough.
But you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s, when you had gas shortages, you had lines at the gas station, you had people who had bigger families because it was the baby boom generation and they were young, they would fill up the Coliseum with these events. And so I cannot say that it's a financial thing. There has to be something else at play.
Well, you didn't have the internet.
Well, yeah, I think that's it.
You had three channels, you know, on television.
Right, and this is where I think the problem is, because like I said, I don't know 90% of these WWE people, but, and if I, you got to go. You don't miss what you don't see. If you're not there, you don't realize what you're missing out on. And I just enjoy the light show, the production, the people you see when you're out. It's an event. And if you don't do it, you don't miss it. And I think if you're sitting at home on your phone, you don't realize what you're missing out on.
No, but that's the reality of the world today. You know, we have a zombie society. I mean, just go to if you do go to a restaurant, you know, look around at the other tables. You know, it's a good opportunity for people watching. And you'll have, you know, if there's a man and a woman, they've got their phones out. If there's a family, they all got their phones out. You know, it's just everywhere you look, they are connected digitally, and they're not living a real world, real life existence.
Well, it's sad if that, you know, internet has done a lot of good things for us, but I'll tell you, if it has took people away from going to live entertainment events, that is a big, big loss to our society, because there's nothing like going to a live event. You know, recently I've been to a lot of them, not just WWE. I went to the musical at River Valley. I've been to a couple other events locally. And I'll tell you, I went to the thing at the Women's Club, you know, the Turn Up the Heat. These are events where you got to get dressed up and you got to go out. And I'll tell you, going to these events, it's entertaining. It's different than sitting at home on your phone.
All right. I mean, life is there to be lived and experienced firsthand, not secondhand or thirdhand through some device. But I don't know. I don't see that changing. It's just going to get worse and worse, and that's with all these, you know, Oculus and all the devices that people are wearing, so they can look at, you know, 3D screens while they're, like, walking down the street. You know, that's the future, Scott.
We're
just going to have a bunch of people running into walls.
And because we're at 30 seconds, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, but maybe people should be a little less sensitive when it comes to their stuff. I don't think people are out to criticize. I think people are just out to ask questions, and I don't think people should take that in a critical way.
I agree.
Well, I appreciate it, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, see you.
All right, well, that about brings our program to an end here today. We've had a lot of fun and had a lot of great discussion. I appreciate that. I'll be back at 8:15 tomorrow morning, and who knows what will be on the agenda. Will it be a good show or a bad show? Again, thank the WWE for their kindness about last night. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward, no.